40 years ago in Pennsylvania, this happened.
Good evening. The news tonight is not encouraging. To sum it up in a word, it is still confusing from Harrisburg. To bring you up to the minute, an unexpected release of more radiation today from the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant has led to a series of consequences.
That's WNEP anchor Gary Essex in 1979 with an update on what was then the worst accident in nuclear energy history. A pump stopped sending water to steam generators that cooled a reactor core at Three Mile Island. Unit 2's reactor went into partial meltdown. Radiation was released. An estimated 80,000 people fled southern Pennsylvania. Others were stocking up on potassium iodide pills to try to protect against potential radiation. It didn't help that just 12 days before, The China Syndrome, a film about a fictional meltdown, was released. Edmund Lyman is acting director of the Union of Concerned Scientists Nuclear Safety Project. Dr. Lyman, welcome.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
And can you just sum up how people reacted when this reactor went into partial meltdown, for those who, you know, weren't there in time?
Yes. Well, the public were not well informed of what was going on. Neither was the regulator, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Neither was the state government. There was very poor preparation for the kinds of communications that really need to happen quickly in the event of a nuclear accident. Right. So the information was just dribbling out, only caused greater anxiety and panic.
Well, and everyone got through it. It was not the disaster that it was feared it would be. And now we come to today. You know, support for nuclear energy, you know, has dropped at times, has been higher at times. Where is nuclear energy production now? Do you feel it's safer than it was 40 years ago?
Nuclear energy is certainly safer than 40 years ago, but the question is it safe enough? And in our view, no. Mm. Part of the reason is the tremendous economic pressure that the nuclear industry is in today because of the low prices of natural gas that are leading to calls for cutting regulations that protect safety and security.
Yeah. And in fact, no brand new facilities have been built since Three Mile Island. There's one being built in Georgia, but it's way behind schedule and is needing federal loans to be pumped in. It's way over budget. Right now, nuclear power provides about 20% of the country's electricity, but a third of the plants are either unprofitable or scheduled to close. We mentioned Three Mile Island. The owners say it's just too much competition from natural gas. They want the state to step in. Some states are stepping in. What do you say to even, you know, the progressives and the liberals, people like Rachel Pritzker and the investor Amy Dominy, who have changed their mind on nuclear energy because of climate change? They say that it is necessary because it is zero emissions.
Well, to be clear, my organization, the Union of Concerned Scientists, has always been steadfastly neutral on this broader question of yes or no nuclear power. Climate change is, of course, a great concern. There are many different tools that could be used to mitigate climate change. Nuclear energy is one of them, but nuclear energy also has significant liabilities that make it different from renewable energy, low-carbon sources, and that is the potential for a severe accident or a terrorist attack. So those are serious issues, and they have to be addressed if nuclear power is to be a significant part of the energy mix in the future.
Another question that people have is waste. We're reading articles of people who still live in the shadows. And by the way, when you live near a plant like this, you're usually in the shadow. They are these hulking, giant facilities. And a woman who says, you know, I can't afford to move away, but even if they close it, the waste is still stored there. So explain why that's an issue.
That's absolutely true. Spent nuclear fuel is a very highly radioactive material that is dangerous for hundreds of thousands of years and needs to be isolated from the environment. But because of the inability to find a safe geologic repository, all the plants in the United States have to store all their nuclear waste at the site. Mm-hmm. The current configuration for storing much of that waste is in swimming pool-like structures, which are packed so tightly with this hot material that they have to be actively cooled using pumps and electricity. And so there is a danger if those pools lose their cooling rapidly that they could catch fire and release more radiation than we actually saw after the Fukushima events.
Mm. Look, even the UN in its fall climate change report called for an increase in nuclear power production by a factor of five. A new Gallup poll just this week shows Americans are evenly split on the use of nuclear power, you know, which means half are in favor. What, in your mind, given that, as we said, you know, many progressives who are against nuclear power are saying, given climate change, we have to take the risks. What's the number one thing you'd want to see happen in order to go forward with nuclear power? Let's say states and the federal government step in and subsidize some of these plants.
Well, I would want to see, again, the primary focus on ensuring safety and security. There really is no compromise here. If states are going to subsidize nuclear power, they have to take all the measures necessary to make sure that they are safe and secure.
Yeah, top security. Dr. Enron Lyman, director of the Union of Concerned Scientists Nuclear Safety Project, on this, the 40th anniversary of Three Mile Island. And you only have to say those three words to many Americans. Dr. Lyman, thank you.
Thank you.